Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC for this Groundhog Day Friday. Pat Powers with him, joined by our State Representative Shannon Latham as we talk about what's happening in Des Moines this week. And Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It's a beautiful one.
It sure is. Nice and sunny. And I think spring is finally here. So says Punxsutawney Phil. We've had some great spring weather so far compared to what we had a few weeks ago.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, for sure.
It's been a lot more pleasant commuting to the Capitol, that's for sure.
There we go. There we go. Well, the big issue this week there, Shannon, at the State Capitol of Des Moines was no doubt the future for the area education agencies, and you did a lot of talking about that this week in Des Moines, didn't you?
That's right. There were a lot of people in the Capitol expressing their opinion. There was a subcommittee meeting held on that, and after the subcommittee considered it, they just decided, this is in the House that I'm talking about, I should clarify that, the House subcommittee just decided not to move forward with the governor's proposed AEA bill. You know, as I've been mentioning, I think this is the fourth week now that we've been talking about this bill that would make changes to the area education agencies. It's evident after talking with concerned parents, people who use the AEA services, superintendents, teachers, you know, so many people agree that there are areas for improvement, but by and large, there are so many things that people like and depend on. So we really believe it's time to take a more thorough look at this, get the right people at the table to talk about solutions. So I guess what my ask would be for people is, okay, now that we have agreed in the House not to move forward with this bill, we are, however, looking for changes for improvement because, you know, the governor has brought up a really important point that we are spending more money than other states around us and our outcomes aren't as good. So what can we do to actually increase outcomes? What can we do to help provide better services? You know, I guess that's the point that I'm at. I'm just asking for people to share ideas.
And you were in Webster City last Saturday there, Shannon, with Dennis Guth, and you heard a lot from constituents here in the Webster City area about this very matter.
Yes, that's right. Again, it was just reiterating their concerns about this bill. My message back to people is we absolutely heard you. I am so thankful for that input because it definitely was what we as House of Representatives members needed to advocate for the people that we serve. And so I appreciate everybody who took the time. I had some really great emails that shared personal experiences, personal stories, and I was able to talk with subcommittee members about those and share it. Your voices were definitely heard. So thank you for taking the time to show up in Webster City. And also for taking the time to send me messages.
So the thing is right now there, Shannon, is that this bill regarding AEA, it's on hold right now, correct?
Yeah, I think the best way that I would say it is that particular House study bill, and all at once I drew a blank on it. I can't believe I just drew a blank on that House study bill number. But that particular bill, it's not moving forward in the House. I believe the Senate moved their version of that bill, but the Iowa House is taking a look at crafting its own bill. So I think it's fair to say we'll see a new bill draft. I don't know the timeline for that, but I do know that they're working on a separate bill that will take into consideration many of the comments that we've heard during the last 4 weeks.
What else did you hear this week in the Iowa House? Anything else major going on there, Shannon?
Yeah, well, you know, in my committees, it was I thought it was really interesting. There was one subcommittee I served on this week that would do a survey annually about the accessibility for people who are mobility impaired to be able to enjoy our state parks. As somebody who absolutely loves hiking and fishing, I just think there are so many benefits for people to be able to enjoy our state parks. That was a great bipartisan bill. We passed through subcommittee this week. I know a lot of rural residents and Farm Bureau members might be interested to know that I served on a subcommittee for a transportation bill that's taking a look at training for road grade operators. So that passed through subcommittee. And then Yeah, I think the focus this week was really a lot on education. So, of course, I was involved in the AEA bill. I know that there were several other issues that passed through education that I'm just, or, you know, were considered by subcommittees there that I'm not as well versed on.
So now we've wrapped up another week at the state capitol in Des Moines. So what do you think will be some big issues coming up when you return coming up Monday there?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, by this time last year, we were debating on the House floor. We have not yet held House debate. We'll see. I'm not quite sure if that will happen yet next week or not. I do know that subcommittee and committee work will continue in earnest. There is a looming deadline. The first funnel date is February 16th. And what that means is a bill that was introduced into the Iowa House must pass through a House committee to stay live. And then the same is true on the Senate. A bill that was introduced into the Senate must pass through a Senate committee to remain alive. So I guess the pressure is on for those bills that people want to keep alive to get those moving through committee. So that's going to be continuing in earnest. And I know in my committee, there is a bill in local government. It's about a topsoil issue that a lot of people have expressed concerns on stormwater. So that's a bill that we're continuing to look at as well.
So those will be some of the key topics coming up next week there at the State House in Des Moines with you and your colleagues in the Capitol. So we'll see what next week brings.
That's right. Every week seems to bring at least one big topic to light. So Stay tuned, and we'll talk about it next week at this
time. Sounds good. Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield. Shannon, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Pat, have a great day.